Hey guys, I'm Bryn.
I'm Heather.
We're Pharmacists Out of the Box, and today we have a really special guest. We met Kareen on LinkedIn, and she is doing some incredible things. She's had quite a variety of pharmacy experiences, but she's very big into nutrition and fitness, which we love.
Absolutely. That's our gig.
So welcome, and please tell us a little bit about your history and where you are now.
Yeah. So thank you guys for having me on the show, but I have been a pharmacist for the last 14 years. So I started out in retail pharmacy. I worked for about 2 years in retail pharmacy. And then I went into a director of pharmacy position at a clinic. And I was there for probably about 8 years. And then I went back into the retail setting. And when I went back into the retail setting, it was quite different than what I had experienced about 10 years prior. So now I was working the long hours, the 13-hour shifts, on my feet, you know, for the entire time. And it was just kind of like a push, you know, just how many patients can you see? How many patients can you contact? You know, and it was very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I became very burnt out really quickly.
Wow. What caused you to shift from like the manager, like clinical position?
Mm-hmm. So I was working for a nonprofit clinic, and so that clinic began to have some financial struggles. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I left and went back into the retail setting.
Right.
Of course, I didn't want to, but that's what I did. And so, like I said, it was just so overwhelming as to how many changes had taken place and, you know, kind of like the expectations, but not enough staff. And it was just a lot, you know. And so in that 5-year period, I was diagnosed with lupus. Mm. So it was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to work these 13-hour shifts. And stand on my feet for 13 hours at a time. So I have to do something different. And I always knew that I wanted to come out of the retail setting, but I wasn't sure how I was going to do that.
I think a lot of us are there. I think there's a lot of people there. I'm stuck. What else can I do? Yeah.
I talk to pharmacists every day. It's like, I just want to get out, you know, but they don't know how. They don't know what that'll look like for them. Right. For me, because of the lupus, it really didn't matter what it looked like. I just knew. I just knew I had to do something different, you know? And so I started kind of like looking at, okay, what is my skill set? What is it that I do that I could do outside of this pharmacy setting? Mm-hmm. And so what I realized is that, like, in counseling patients, that really the conversations always came back to nutrition and fitness. Always. No matter what you're dealing with, it comes back to nutrition and fitness. Mm-hmm. And so I started to apply that to my own life. And I changed my eating habits. I increased my exercise routine. And it basically saved my life because it took me from taking 14 tablets a day down to taking 4 tablets a day.
Nice.
And I was like, if I can do this for me, I can do this for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I decided to go and get my personal training certification.
Yay.
And once I did that, that's when I started my own company. I started Trinity Wellness RX Consulting. And what it does is it allows me to help people create healthy lifestyles, mm-hmm. basically. And so, and that you have to incorporate nutrition and fitness into that. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I still do the medication therapy management. So we look at the entire profile. So I'm looking at your chronic illnesses, I'm looking at the medication you're taking, I'm looking at what you're eating, how you're exercising, and then we come up with an action plan to help reduce the amount of medication that you're on, and just so that you can have a better quality of life in general.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's something we can easily do as a pharmacist, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have those skill sets. I mean, you have the fitness trainer. I don't want to take anything away from that because I don't have that. But I mean, I think in a general sense, even if a pharmacist, you know, we know, like we talk about diabetics, you know, how to like just move, get healthy, be a little active, hypertension, mm-hmm. cholesterol, all those things. So I think, you know, pharmacists, I don't think they realize that we do have that skill set. I love how you kind of sat back and said, okay, what kind of skill set do I have here? And what can I do with it? Because I really tell a lot of my pharmacist friends who want to change, it's like, well, think about all the things that you know and all the things that you do to help patients.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a coach, and my coach, she made me do this exercise where she was like, okay, if you were not doing pharmacy, what are all the things you could do? And she started off saying, okay, write down 50 things. And it seems like a lot. But before I knew it, I had like over 100 things.
Wow. That's a great exercise.
It is, because then it gives you kind of like this sense of security. Like, okay, if I'm not doing pharmacy, I could do all these other amazing things.
And I love that, because I do. I think people, and I'm the worst at it, right? I can get in a cycle of thinking, and what you think, you get into that, I can't do anything. And that's what you focus on. Mm-hmm. You don't even give your mind space to have that moment to think about, what can I do? So having an exercise, that is so perfect to say, okay, turn that negative thought off for a minute. You got to sit down. You got to write 100 positive things about yourself that you could do.
Basically, yes.
That turns your mind around. Like, I love that. That's awesome.
And you're really focusing on skills and like developing different skills. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm sure like all your previous pharmacy experience helps make you a better like fitness consultant, a better nutrition coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just being able to deal with people. If nothing else, pharmacy teaches you that, you know, how to interact with patients. And it's the same thing on the other side with the clients as far as nutrition and fitness. It's just everybody wants to ultimately have the same goal of being healthy.
Yes.
And you just have to figure out how to get them there.
Now, do you ever refer people, like if it's above your kind of, you need somebody who's a nutritionist maybe mm-hmm. to kind of take that person a little farther than what you can offer? Do you ever like say, I know somebody, I'll get you there? Or do you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I try to keep a circle of resources. So we actually will refer to nutritionists. I will refer to specialty like functional medicine, pharmacists mm-hmm. or, you know, doctors. But so whatever it is that I feel like the patient needs, like we're going to get it taken care of, basically.
Right. Well, you mentioned you had a coach, and I think there's a lot of coaches out there, and we hear that a lot from people that, you know, I have a coach, or having a coach was the best thing I ever did. So can you maybe tell us a little bit more about that? Like, what is it like having a coach? Like, what does a coach bring to you? And if somebody is interested in finding a coach, I think that's a two-part question. Like, how do you go about finding a good coach? So right. What does a coach do for you?
So for me, a coach helps me to think outside of the box. You know, like my coach, we talk a lot about dreaming, because in order to create a vision and be able to act on it, you have to dream, you know, and you have to want things and know that what you're doing, things, you can do more than that, that it can be bigger than that. And so the coach is going to help you to think out of the box. It's going to help you push you and say, okay, well, have you ever thought about this? Let's try doing it this way, or let's add this to what it is you're doing. So it just, I mean, for me, it has like created avenues that I didn't even think about. I didn't even consider in my business. What I will say though, is that there are so many different types of coaches out there, and that you make sure that you get a coach that is familiar with what it is you're doing.
Okay.
So for me, I've had a coach that specializes in pharmacy consulting, but then I also have a coach that specializes in fitness. Mm-hmm. So then I'm able to bring and have conversations with both of them to bring the business, you know, together so that it suits me the best.
Mm-hmm. Now, are both these coaches ones that have, I guess, business know-how that they're like kind of teaching you business along with? Like, they're not Absolutely. Just like training you, like, here's your fitness routine, share this with others. Okay.
Gotcha. No, it's all business.
Okay.
So they'll leave the fitness stuff to me, the nutrition, but it's all like a business mind, like the marketing side, you know, the financial growth, those type of things.
Awesome. And I love what you said in the beginning, because I'm going back to what I said already before, but you know, we need permission to kind of let our mind dream. We don't give ourselves permission. And when we don't give our mind the space to even consider the possibilities, then we just can't move in that direction. And so again, and I'm a big law of attraction kind of person. Like if you can't open your mind to it, like the universe has to know what you want. And so you have to tell the universe, hey, I want whatever it is. And then the universe can start to say, okay, let me help you with that. But until we open our minds in that space. So I love everything you just said.
I think it's like even harder for pharmacists because we're so focus driven, you know, and you put all of this time, this energy into being a pharmacist, and just the idea of not doing that is super scary. Like, especially, it's very frightening.
Yeah. If you've done it for years. Yeah. It's, you know, and you get comfortable. I think as pharmacists, I know a lot of pharmacists, we're comfortable people. We love things to kind of be the same. And so it's a scary thought to get uncomfortable and think of something different. You know, we love the comfort of, I know so many pharmacists are just like miserable, actually. That's the word I would say. And yet they're just comfortable. They're like, but, you know, they can make a ton of excuses to why they should stay. And But no, this is wonderful. So is that mainly what you're doing right now? Is that are you doing other things besides that?
Nope, that's the main thing. So most of my clients come to me for different reasons. So I have clients that are strictly just medication therapy management. And then I have clients that come to me for nutrition and fitness. So I do in-person training as well as online. And for some patients, we just incorporate all of those things. So it just depends on what the patient needs.
Gotcha.
We start by just doing a general consultation just to kind of see where they are and what they need. And we kind of go from there.
Nice. It looked like you were also very big into like community engagement. So I didn't know what kind of things you do to build that engagement.
So any opportunity I have to do community work, I do it. Like, I just love doing that. As a retail pharmacist, I was doing that. So, you know, it's just a continuation. Yeah. But we have a connection with the Morehouse School of Medicine. They do a lot of community outreach. We did Hosea Feed the Hungry this past Thanksgiving, where we helped give medical services to the homeless. So I just try to stay connected, you know. It just makes your heart feel good. You can have to give back, you know, at some point.
Absolutely.
So,
what do you think? Would you advise, if there's a pharmacist out there watching, which there likely is, and they're like, wow, this sounds really interesting, but what do I need to do as a next step? Like, would you suggest they need to go out and get the fitness trainer? Do you think, because we've heard a lot about the functional medicine certification, you know, that's another opportunity. But, you know, what would a pharmacist need to do, or what are the steps you think to get in the direction of what you're doing?
So for me, I chose to get a personal training certification. I don't think it's absolutely necessary in order to give someone advice or recommendations on fitness and nutrition. I just wanted to be able to not only say, hey, you know, this is what you should do, but I wanted to be a resource and say, this is how you do it. Yeah. So it just kind of depends on how far you want to go with it. For me, the first thing I did, once I knew that I wanted to move forward, I immediately went ahead and kind of like solidified the business. So I got a name, a LLC, a business account, and then I started to put things in place to actually be able to have, you know, give services. So for me, that meant getting a MTM certification on the pharmacy side, and then the personal training certification on the fitness side. And then, I mean, with anything you do, even just in pharmacy, we continuously get certifications and educate ourselves. So it's the same thing. You know, you always want to be up to date and know what's going on. And especially like in nutrition and fitness, like it's so many like fads and things that people are trying. Like, so if it's intermittent fasting or the keto diet, you just want to be knowledgeable because your clients are going to ask you about those things.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of herbal or vitamin or nutritional supplement recommendations at all?
Or I don't do a lot of recommendations for those things, but if the patients are taking them or asking about them, then we definitely have conversations about it.
Gotcha. And the MTM certification, just to clarify, did you get the board certification or did you do like the APHA certificate?
APHA.
Just to clarify, because there is the big board certification. People sometimes ask about that. So I'm a big MTMer.
Which I think is exciting, the board certification. So I'm definitely going to be looking into that.
Yeah. What does your typical week or month look like for work-wise?
So one of the great things about working for yourself and being an entrepreneur is you have flexibility. So especially with having small kids, that was like one of the things that drove me to say, okay, I definitely need this in my life. And so for me, I have set schedules that I do in-person training, and that's usually Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, it varies. So it can be consultation setups for my MTM clients. I do a lot of follow-up because now I have an online program. So even though they're online getting trained, it's still a lot of follow-up. So I look at their meal plans. I look at what they're eating. I look at, you know, how often they're exercising, if they need to communicate with me and they have questions. So it's just a lot of follow-up. So that usually fills up the rest of the week. And then, of course, if I'm doing any type of community service, you know, that falls in as well.
Is your follow-up like computer-based or is it by phone?
No, pretty much everything is computer-based, okay. Unless the client requests a phone call.
So do you have some clients that you do train or like physical training, or is it just kind of like you give them the action plan and they are doing it on their own?
So the online program, I give them the action plan and they kind of do it on their own. But the in-person training, I am connected to Fit to Elite gym out in Douglasville, Georgia. And that's pretty much where I see my inpatient client.
Gotcha. And so do you have clients outside of the Atlanta area, outside of the Georgia area? How far out do you go?
Probably the furthest one is Texas.
Wow. So how do you market that? Like, how have you got yourself out there? That's another thing people have to do, right? You don't just make this business. You have to like put yourself out there. So how does that work?
It's work. So social media is probably the best marketing tool out there because it's free and people are constantly on their phones. So you know, it's a lot of posting, telling people what it is you do, but also you want to put content out there that really show what it is you do. So I may put clips of me training patients, but then I also may put good information out there about the value of exercising and good nutrition and things like that. But it's a constant job. Like, I post and put information out there every single day.
Wow. That's do you set like a time in your calendar for this, or do you just squeeze it in when you're in pickup line, or?
So that's the first thing I do when I sit in my desk. Like, so because analytics show that pretty much your post should be out by 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yep. Now can I ask specifically, do you use LinkedIn? Because LinkedIn is the more businessy, because our students, I'm trying to teach them that LinkedIn is another place. Don't forget about putting yourself on LinkedIn. But is it LinkedIn that you do, or is it mostly, it sounds to me like it's more Facebook, Instagram, kind of putting those little clips out, or do you use LinkedIn as well?
So, like you say, LinkedIn is more businessy. So, you know, the content that goes on different platforms is sometimes different. So when I'm putting like clips and things like that, that usually does go on Instagram or Facebook. But if I'm putting like informational content, you know, the value of exercising and, you know, exercise in the workplace or yoga, self-care, then those things I feel like are appropriate to put on LinkedIn.
Right. Because I do feel that way too. I feel like, because I'm a yogi, I teach yoga and I'm kind of a meditator, and I have that kind of side to me, with most the big side. But anyway, I kind of stayed away from LinkedIn because I was like, oh, it's so businessy. But I like you, I felt like, well, there's some things like self-care and even the yoga part, you know, of some things there, I do put them out on LinkedIn. So I had one more question. I know we're running on time.
You pretty much don't work your weekends. So it sounds like you're Monday through Friday, unless there's a community event.
Monday through Friday, yes.
That is awesome.
So actually, it's really probably more Monday through Thursday. And then I kind of like tie up loose ends on Friday.
And then how do you feel like your relationship is with like your kids and your family?
So much better because I'm actually there, you know. When I was working retail, I was missing birthdays and holidays and
family dinner,
titles. And now I get to be a part of all of that, you know.
Yeah.
So my kids are excited. My husband is excited that I am actually here and present.
Well, when you made that shift, can I ask one final question, I guess? When you made that shift, did you and your husband sit down? What did that look like? Were there things that you're like, okay, we can make this happen, but I'm going to have to go to fitness training. So did you cut expenses? Did you change your lifestyle? Like, so that if somebody's wanting to do this, what does that look like in making that?
Right. So sacrifice. Sacrifice has to come into play. So some of the things I started to do before I actually left retail. I left retail in May of this year. So I started my business in October of last year. So I was able to get the business going. I was able to get all the certifications in place and save money. So I had a cushion when I walked away, you know. So we definitely planned. We probably took about 8 months to plan the process of what that walk away would look like. You know, so I didn't wake up one day and just say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore.
No. But you could do it. But still, even though that, it was what? How many months? October, November, December, January, February, March, or May? You said April, May. So like 8 months. Like you said, 8 months.
Yeah.
So that's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, somebody can hang in 8 months, I think. And that's reasonable to make a smoother transition. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're working towards that goal, like it makes those 8 months go by really quick.
Absolutely. Because you've got that. That thing out there you're working towards. That is amazing.
That is so awesome. And then your self-care, it looked like you were definitely into yoga, plays, ballets.
Yes. I get to do all the fun things that I wanted to do that didn't have time to do. So I call Fridays like my self-care day. So that's when I go to yoga. That's when I go to the movies, when I do retail shopping, like whatever it is, like that soothes my soul. That's kind of like when I do it on Fridays.
You have such a dream job. This is awesome. That's just so incredible. You're an incredible woman. So you're very motivated.
Thank you so much.
And so if people want to get in touch with you, you're going to get us some information. Should they just use your email that we have? Should they reach you on LinkedIn? Like what should we put?
They can reach out on LinkedIn, Instagram. All of it is Dr. Corinne Farabee. Or they can reach out on my website. It's www.drcorinneferabeeconsulting.com.
I don't want to let you off too quick. I still have questions.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm just like,
What do you think like surprised you the most about going out on your own? Like, were there things like you thought it was going to be this way, but it totally was something else?
Oh, yeah. So I think for the biggest surprise negatively was that you just thought that automatically everybody was going to support and everybody was going to say, oh, yeah.
Sign me up. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not the case. You know, people are like, you put all this money into pharmacy school. Have you lost your mind? You know, that's really what they were thinking. But, you know, when you have a passion for something, you feel like it's your purpose, like you got to stay focused and just stay on your path because regardless of what everyone else thinks.
I think what you're saying is just amazing because I think besides other people saying that, I know I have a tendency to say that myself, like you owe it to yourself to be a pharmacist. You went to school and you paid off these loans and like you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. Like why would you want to go against everything you worked for back then? You know?
Right.
So I agree. We can even say that to ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that's something, that really worked towards getting over. That's a difficult. And when you don't have other people supporting you. So what helped you get over that?
Because I know, like, I enjoy doing what I do so much, you know, like, I can't even imagine going back to retail pharmacy.
Right.
Like, it's not an option. Yeah. So that's what keeps me moving forward.
And so can you, for those of you, I'm going to ask you a challenging question, but I think it's something that people will ask in our audience. Mm-hmm. Can you make a living doing this?
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't become a part of fitness programs or have personal trainers because they feel like it's expensive. Mm-hmm. It's expensive because it's almost like you're getting your personal consultant, you know? So it does cost money, you know, but for what clients pay, it's not that much similar from the salary that you would make as a pharmacist.
So that's, it brings about another question.
I know, I love keep it.
Going. Keep going. This is so juicy. I know. So are you cash-based then? I mean, do you have your clients are cash-based or do you do any kind of other billing?
No, it's all cash-based.
Okay. And there are people willing to pay that. That's what I kind of like tell other pharmacists or people, because there's people paying $400 a month for CrossFit from somebody who may or may not be certified. And just think of how much education we have. And I will maybe charge you the whole $400, you know?
right.
So, yeah, there's people willing who really want to be health conscious out there. So
The thing is, people spend money on what they choose to spend money on, you know? And so when it comes to health and fitness and nutrition, like I just tell people it's a life or death. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to make that decision that you want to have a better quality of life.
Right.
And then how much is it worth to you?
And on the MTM side, because I'm an MTMer too, like I tell people, that's the question when I ask, so what questions do you have for me at the, you know, and during that session of medication management with a patient, 90% of the time, the question I get is, how can I get off all these medications? So it's like, if you really want to do that, then let's talk.
Right.
Exactly. I can help you, but we're going to have to work through this together. But yeah, there are people out there, I think, who are really ready to get healthier. And I think it's a trend, and I think it's a prime kind of environment for somebody like you. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And what's brought you the biggest joy that you didn't really expect from this new transition?
I wouldn't say I didn't expect it. I was actually looking forward to it. Just the opportunity to spend more time with my family. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, typical mom stuff, like I'm able to drop the kids off, pick the kids up, be at all the school functions and recitals. And, you know, and that's what I envisioned for my life. And so I was able to create that by being an entrepreneur.
You made your dream come true.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Living your dream.
Very happy.
And then how do you go about, like, are you on the stage yet where you're finding like tax planners or financial planners, like to help with like the business piece?
I have to be honest. So in the very beginning, when I set up my LLC, I did 1-800 accountant. And so for someone who doesn't know a lot about business, they give you all of the resources that you need. So they give you an accountant, they give you access to a lawyer, you know, all of those things. So then as you learn more about business, then you can kind of break away and use your own people if you choose. But originally, they pretty much give you everything you need. So that's a good direction for someone who doesn't know a lot. Yeah.
Because I think it is helpful to have a CPA or somebody, because when you have a business, there's a lot to think about that I think as a pharmacist, I didn't really know.
Yeah, they don't teach us that.
No. Did you learn about that resource from like one of your coaches or just online or word of mouth?
From one of my coaches.
Okay. Yep. And then was that a crazy conversation with your husband? Like, okay, I want to eventually step out of retail, but I need to hire this and this coach first?
Yeah. Yes. So just the conversation entirely was a little crazy because it was like, you know, it was one of those things that I was kind of like talking about. I didn't just like sit down and just have one conversation. I was just kind of like dropping little pearls along the way. Yes. And then finally it was like, okay, I'm really going to do this. And he was like, you know, of course he's supportive. So he was like, okay, you know, because he was nervous because he didn't know what it would look like, you know. We built a certain lifestyle, and then to take that income away, you know, everybody is going to have to sacrifice.
Yep.
But, you know, it worked itself out. And, you know, like I say, we did save and prepare, you know. Mm-hmm. So then we would have a cushion before income started coming in from my from my current position.
And it was so worth it. The sacrifice was so worth it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
That is so cool. I'm so excited for you, and I'm excited for our listeners to get to hear this experience and everything you've been through.
And the hope and the, you know, you can do it too. Mm-hmm. And you gave great direction. So thank you so much for your advice for anyone who's interested in this too. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it definitely seems just even like your facial expressions and just how you talk about it, it seems like it's made like a huge difference just in your happiness and your health and your time with your family. Like those things are kind of...
Yeah, because like you guys were saying, like I was one of those pharmacists that was miserable. Like it's no other way to explain it. I was absolutely miserable. The idea of getting up the next day and going to work just like depressed me. I was like, oh my God, I got to go in here and I got to do this again, you know. And now I'm excited to get up, you know. How fast can I get down here to my office, you know, and get to work? So I'm excited.
Do your kids ever get to come with you to work or see what you do?
Oh, yeah. So they pretty much come to all of the community activities. I just had a vision board party last week. So they got to come to that and make their own vision boards. And they did as well as the adults did. So, yeah. So I want them to understand that entrepreneurship is an option. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
And to build that in kids from the beginning, to open their mind that it is possible, like anything is possible, that is so incredible.
Yeah.
How neat. And what are you looking forward to most in 2020?
Just growth of the business. I would like to do more speaking engagements and travel more. I felt like that was one of the things that I couldn't do in retail pharmacy. Pharmacists, we're type A, so we want to do well. Even if we're somewhere we don't want to be, we still want to do well, you know? And so I was always, like, hesitant to, like, take off and, you know, and go enjoy life, you know? I felt like I needed to be at work.
You were letting them down, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I am definitely looking forward to traveling more this year.
That's awesome.
I'll bet you'll do it for sure, knowing you.
Any questions for us or anything you want to share resource-wise to any of the listeners?
No, just definitely check out my website and Instagram, Facebook, Dr. Corrine Farabee.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. This is incredible. I'm so glad we got to connect with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm Bryn. This is Heather. We're pharmacists out of the box. All three of us today. Way out of the box. I love it.
Tune in next time, and we'll have a lot more exciting stuff to come, a lot more interesting interviews. So see you next time.
Thanks, guys.